Desmond, can you just give us your impressions of Dan Quinn and the scheme that he's bringing here and the energy that he's bringing along with that?
I'm loving it. The energy's great, you know. From the first meeting, the energy's going, the music's pumping, you know, the excitement's there. And, you know, he just wants to get everybody comfortable, get everybody, you know, let everybody know how we're going to do things. We're going to play fast. We're going to play physical. We're going to be aggressive. We're going to attack the ball. We're always going to be in that attack mode, and I'm loving it so far.
The number, the volume of people who showed up for the voluntary workouts.
Oh, that's expected. You know, we know what we're trying to do this year and where we're trying to go and the work we got to put in. So, you know, that wasn't surprising to me to see everybody here.
Just talking about how awesome and impressed it was with the shape that you guys already came in. Can you just kind of talk about the conditioning you've taken? Looks like you've had some size. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling good. I know my teammates, I know they've been working hard as well in the offseason. But, you know, for myself, I was working hard back home, always trying to eat right, trying to stay on a consistent schedule. You know, I was doing things like yoga, boxing, you know, just anything to just be prepared for this year.
Your brother played for Plum, and obviously you know a lot of guys that played for him in Seattle. I mean, how much those guys been really reaching out to you and saying, hey, you're going to love this guy, you're going to love that about him. This is what he brings.
Yeah, definitely. My brother played for him, and, you know, I talked to guys like Walter Thurman and guys like that. Yeah, they've reached out and told me he's a great coach. You know, you're going to have a lot of fun playing for him. You know, you're going to be free. It's going to be simple, and you're just going to be out there balling pretty much. So, you know, I'm just excited. I can't wait to get out there on the field.
Have you had any film that he's broken down? Can you tell a difference between the way he looks at film and maybe the way he looked at film in the past?
Yes, especially with my DB coach. You know, we've already seen they made the point of attack tapes for us. And, you know, they were – and pretty much that was just showing what we did last year without even knowing it. That's what they're teaching this year, you know. So, and the things that they would like to correct. And they've showed plays from where they've been in on previous teams, like, okay, this is like the base way of how we want to do it. And, you know, it's what I love about it so far is, you know, it's not too complicated, and it's just going to allow us to play fast. You know, of course, you're going to have to know exactly what to do. We're going to have to communicate, things like that. But just how free we're going to be and, you know, the simplicity of it to allow us to go make plays out there.
How do you think you've grown in the last 2 years? 2 years ago, this time you're waiting for the draft, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. It's flew by, you know. You know, I'm blessed to be in this position. You know, I'm thankful. And I'm going to just continue to work. You know, I know I can take my – I mean, I've had solid success so far in my 2 years, but I know I can take my game to two or three more levels, and that's what I'm working on every day.
There's been a lot of turnover on the defensive side of the ball, a lot of new faces, a lot of young faces. Entering your third year, do you feel like this is a time to take on a leadership role, that you already established yourself as a leader? Just –
Yes, definitely. I feel, you know, regardless of what year you are, you can be a leader. Leaders come in different sizes, shapes, and forms. And, you know, for me, you know, I've always led by example, you know, with my work ethic. And I'm definitely continuing working on my voice, you know, talking to the guys, always encouraging guys. And, yeah, I'm willing to take that on. That's a big responsibility, but, you know, I'm willing to do that.
Your impressions of Coach Manuel and Coach Ricky Morris?
Great impressions, great coaches. You can just tell how excited they are to work with us and the attention to detail that they have. And actually, Coach Marquand, he played with my brother in Seattle. So, you know, that was the first thing he told me, like, yeah, Lil True, I got you now. So, yeah, so I love it. I can't wait. You know, the sky's the limit for us.
Coach,